This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a series of prophetic dreams lead to a national prayer movement and angels being activated. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Leading up to the 2020 election, there were numerous reliable prophetic voices that boldly declared that God wanted President Donald J. Trump to have a second term. So when the media declared Joe Biden the president-elect, there was obviously an issue. Either the prophets didn't hear God correctly, or there was something wrong and God's people needed to be activated to wake up and to intercede for our nation like never before. Apostle and prophet Dutch Sheets' greatest passion is to see America experience a national sweeping revival as we return to our godly heritage. For years, he has been calling for believers to fight for a spiritual awakening of our national heritage. As the 2020 election was approaching, Dutch was led through confirming dreams to travel to the headwaters of the Allegheny River in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, and intercede for the United States from that place. A week later, he found himself back in Cowdersport at a church leading a national prayer meeting that was also streamed online to hundreds of thousands of people around the nation and world who are interceding for the U.S. and our contested elections. Dutch was led to act immediately and take his ministry team to all of the contested states and lead local churches in prayer gatherings, all of which have been live-streamed. In the 2 weeks, Dutch led 8 nights of gatherings in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, New Mexico, and finally to Pittsburgh. The live-streamed gatherings amassed more than 1,114,000 views as people have tuned in from wherever they could intercede together. Through a dream to one of his trusted ministry partners, a prayer strategy was revealed. In the dream given to Stephen Stringer, he said that, "On the morning of November 28th, in a dream, I saw Independence Hall and the large clock tower. That's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. An angel came and stood on top of the clock tower and shouted, 'When the clock strikes 3 a.m., Valkyrie will fall and will not sing, if the sons of the kingdom will pray.'" Stringer continued explaining, "I then saw fervent prayer taking place in the night and through the night, and it caused the witchcraft and curse to bounce back to the sender. There was then another group of warriors awakened, clothed in battle array, who were surrounded and led by a host of angels. One of the angels declared repeatedly, 'The commander's judgments are supreme.' It energized the warriors and they joined in with the declaration. I then saw the scales of justice tip and become perfectly balanced. Neither Dutch nor Stephen knew what Valkyrie was at the time, but it has its roots in Norse mythology, and they would choose who were slain on the battlefield. Valkyrie was also the female character that would sing the ending song in an opera, where we have gotten the phrase, 'It's not over until the fat lady sings.' The strategy was that starting at 12:30 a.m., the first state, Delaware, would begin praying for 3 minutes, starting with a pre-written prayer and decree, and then continue to pray for the remaining time. And at 12:33, Pennsylvania would begin, followed by New Jersey, and so on until Hawaii started their prayer declaration at 2:57 a.m., and would end at 3 in the morning. At 3 a.m., a group of prayer warriors gathered at Independence Hall in Philadelphia and completed the prayer strategy with more prayer and the blowing of shofars when the bell rung at 3. This gathering was again live-streamed on Facebook, and more than 12,000 people joined live early in the morning. But since then, the live stream has gathered more than 260,000 views on multiple platforms. People in the group testified that above the clock tower, there was a cloud that gathered right at 3 a.m. and then dispersed. One woman was able to capture a picture of the cloud. Another person showed his picture of a flash in the sky above Independence Hall. Those events in the sky happened precisely when the angel in the prophetic dream said the attack would be defeated. Dutch Sheets isn't backing off his prayer movement, but is continuing through his daily Give Him 15 devotionals available through his app, on YouTube, and social media. The movement is uniting prayer warriors to commit to intercede, declare, and repent for 15 minutes each day. The next phase of the strategy is an appeal to the Supreme Court of Heaven. In addition to the spiritual warfare regarding the election, Sheets is encouraging people to read the appeal aloud and sign their names to it. He strongly believes that this is part of the coming spiritual awakening that God spoke to him about many years ago. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.